Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
This is your Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast, and Kyle Alexander is here with Mach 1 Financial Group and your retirement income planning specialist, of course. And today, Kyle is going to talk about the similarities between football and also your retirement planning. And good coaches make a big difference on the football field, and they certainly make a big difference when it comes to your financial planning as well. Kyle Alexander is a good coach. So, Kyle, tell us about the importance of good coaching.
Yeah, let's talk about that college football analogy. I really love that. I love college football. I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. I bet everybody that's listening can probably name the top three college coaches, but I'll give you mine, my opinion at least, based on their success, you know, and every college program in the country would probably love to hire one of these three guys, right? So this is my opinion again. So I'll start.
Okay.
Well, let me throw this at you, Ron. Who do you think one of them might be?
Nick Saban, probably one of them.
All right. Yep. He's on my list. How about Dabo or William Christopher Sweeney, as he likes to be called?
Dabo Sweeney. Yeah, that's exactly right. And certainly he has had a good year this year.
Yeah, for sure. And they played in the national title game last year, too. So So ultimately, those two guys are really at the top of their game at this point. And then maybe a third one might be Urban Meyer. You think he makes that list?
Yeah. Urban Meyer is near the top of anybody's list, I would think.
Yeah. Okay. So all three of these guys really are dynasty builders. You know, it's taken them a long time to kind of get their teams where they want them to be and to be successful. And certainly Nick Saban at the University of Alabama is probably one that has created the true football victory dynasty, so to speak. And as an Auburn graduate, I'm really reticent to even say that in public, but there you go. I said it. So all three of these coaches have a unique style and a specific process that they follow, you know, that ensures the success of their teams, right? But even so, there are a lot of other really good coaches out there in college football, but they haven't experienced that level of success for whatever reason. And then other teams haven't really ever found success, and they're constantly firing a coach every 3 to 4 years, but maybe ultimately they hope to land on a successful coach. And those teams who find a good coach and they keep them around for a long time and they win a lot of games, and really the reason probably that they're able to do that is because they build a relationship. They build a team environment that's unique, that's culturally a good fit for their college football program. And that's really a big portion of the success. So I would say that things are not that dissimilar when it comes to finding a good financial advisor. I think, you know, the college football coach is an analogy to a financial advisor is very similar. You know, in other words, some coaches devise a good game plan for victory. You know, they chart out the risks. They drive their team to execute the best plays. They look for unique opportunities to score more often and win more games. And in that analogy, it's very much like that of a financial advisor. So here are some thoughts about picking a good financial coach for ultimately a winning retirement program. Number one, talk to people in the community that you trust who appear, at least on the surface, to have a successful retirement. Ask people in communities like Bella Vista that are retirement communities or other local areas where there are a number of retirees that have been successful in their retirement. Ask them who they're using to plan their retirement or to maintain their retirement and see what thoughts they have. Number two, take those referrals or the references that you get from those people and do your own research. Ask others about their experience, other people whom you know very well and trust. Number three, you might want to go to the FINRA website and type in an advisor's name to see if they've had any negative reports about their practice or their performance or perhaps even some of their credibility or integrity issues. And any reported filing is going to be out there on that FINRA website. So I think that's also a good step that you can take when trying to find the right financial coach. Number two, it has to do with, in large part, the kinds of strategies that that financial advisor is using, right? Ask them to educate you on their financial strategies when you sit down with that financial advisor for the first time. It's almost like an interview, right? I mean, you're interviewing this person for probably one of the most important jobs that you can ever hire a person for outside of your own personal business. Have them explain how those strategies work, the strategies that they deploy, how they work. And ask them what their track record is like. What is their investment philosophy? You know, again, this is an interview. Make sure you really understand and ask all the questions that are important to you, and then ask them to tell you why you should pick them as an advisor. What makes them different, or what makes their practice more successful than that of another? And see what they say. I think you can learn a lot by asking a very open-ended question in that type of environment. A third major thing you should do in this interview process as you're searching for a financial coach is to ask them to explain how their investment strategies work and ask them to use a language that you can understand. Put it in your language. Ask them how those strategies fit into a portfolio and why they use them in a portfolio. And obviously, why are those strategies the right ones to help you achieve your goals? I think you can find out a lot about an advisor in just asking some of those simple questions, because it really does put them sort of on the spot, right? And you get down to the core details of what they're all about. Number four, now that you've kind of completed the interview, ask them about the fiduciary standard. That's a pretty hot topic in our environment right now. Ask them what they think about the fiduciary standard, how it impacts their business. Then ask them if they've always been a fiduciary. Be interesting to see if they've recently become a fiduciary because of the governmental requirements to do so. If they haven't, that's an interesting revelation for you to take and consider. Really, if you don't understand what a fiduciary standard is, we have a podcast on that, and I encourage you to go look for it. But in simple terms, fiduciary standard means that that individual has to do what is in the client's best interest. That's a requirement. So with that being said, obviously, if you're asking questions about that particular topic, you're gonna find out a lot about that person pretty quickly. Let's shift gears a little bit about how to find a good financial advisor or financial coach. And let's picture this as you're being recruited to become part of their football team, right? You're a player, and you're trying to pick the right team to join up with and pick the right coach. A lot of that has to do with culture, too. You know, if you think about it realistically, most of the best players pick a team that fits them culturally, something that they feel comfortable with. You know, maybe it's a family environment, or maybe it's a very rigorous environment. It just kind of depends. So in order to find out whether or not it's a good cultural fit for you, you might want to sit down and get to know the other members of that financial advisor's staff, you know, meet some of his team members and compare and contrast your experiences with those people. Interview with the staff and get to know what they're all about. I think you learn a lot about an organization when you do that. And ultimately, if you've evaluated all of these things in a way that makes sense to you, and at the end of the day, they feel like, man, that's just like an extension of my family, or that's just an extension of the types of things that I would do if this was my expertise, and you feel comfortable with it, then you've probably made a pretty good decision. And you'll know. You'll know whether or not you have a Dabo Swinney or a Nick Saban, and which type of football coach, or in this case, financial coach, fits your own individual personality. And I guess to wrap this up, I would say don't hire the wrong coach or play with the wrong team just because you've been sold on a specific product or something along those lines. Do your research and find a good fit for you, because the right coach will make an enormous difference in the outcome of your retirement and your life after work. And you better hope that that's a long, happy, and prosperous life. And having the right coach to help you along the way makes an enormous difference.
Well, the right coach will make a big difference on the football field, and certainly the right financial coach will help you a lot in life, and chemistry is a big part of that. So why not come in and get to know Kyle Alexander better? The number to call to make that happen is 479-876-2100. That is 479-876-2100. Kyle Alexander at Mach 1 Financial Group. And this has been your Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast.
Investment advisory services are offered through Capel Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.